Good evening.
Good evening.
Did you know that in Japan, children from a very young age walk to school? Did you know that? Had you heard that? It's interesting because all the neighbors, they will actually come out. They'll come out and they will make sure that the journey to school, because everyone goes to their local school, is safe. That they can get there safely. They all walk outside to their front steps and watch the children go by. To me, that is a beautiful image because it acknowledges the possibility of danger, right? It doesn't try to ignore that danger is quite possible, but rather than being paralyzed by it, a whole society has come together to shepherd these children to school. Similarly, in recent months, I don't know if you've heard, maybe it hasn't happened around here as much, so we haven't been attuned to it, but in recent months, there have been retired folks who have been walking perimeters of schools. Did you know that? Especially in the Minneapolis area, there have been retired folks walking the perimeter of schools to help children of immigrants feel safe going to school. Something so simple that there are people watching out for them and making sure that they are okay. In the passage we hear tonight, Jesus speaks of the dangers to his sheep. And he speaks these words. These are not isolated words. He speaks them directly after he has healed the blind man. If you remember that story, we read it just a little while ago in Lent. And in that story, we heard of a man whose very existence in that society was at risk. And so Jesus acknowledges that, yes, there are absolutely dangers in this world. And the shepherd, the gatekeeper, the gate, Jesus describes himself as all of these in this passage, is there to shepherd and welcome and guard and call and, yes, occasionally to keep out. Thank God that we as Christians know the voice of the shepherd. And we are welcomed into the sheepfold. That is something that we recall every time we do a funeral. I don't know if you pick up on those words. We say it at the commendation at every funeral. When we commend a dear one to God and say that they are a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. There is reassurance in those words, even in the sinner part, because we acknowledge that being a faithful Christian does not require perfection, and that mistakes, sins, are not what shut us out from the fold. There is also reassurance in these words of Jesus: the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. And yet, I wonder in these days, Christians do not seem to all be following the same voice these days. There is so much division. How can we all be following the same voice? There is a writer, a poet, a public speaker named Robert Arnold, who recently said, at some point Christians stopped following the shepherd and started following the loudest voice in the valley. So how then do we tune our hearts to the voice of the good shepherd, the good shepherd? Well, this might seem entirely simplistic, and I'm sorry if you take it that way, but study the words of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, who said emphatically, there is no greater commandment than this: love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and equally important to that, love your neighbor as yourself. So study the words and ministry of Jesus, and not in isolation, not by yourself, and certainly not in the depths of the internet, but in community, where you can break it open and relate it to your life. And you will see, if you have not already seen, that Jesus ministered so often to those excluded by respectable society. Let us be attuned to the voice of Jesus today, and perhaps even be so bold as to channel the voice of Jesus in a world that is hurting, to people overwhelmed by fear who need safe haven. And in case you are not certain of this, it is happening. It is happening right here at Epiphany, the God is Love Church, when Loaves and Fishes is serving hungry neighbors on Saturdays, and folks are accompanying those who come to their cars to make sure they get there okay, that they have help getting in. And there is even a designated safe room in the church for those who feel that they are in danger. And this Sunday, it's happening when we again host our every few month LGBTQIA+ and allies potluck. It might seem unnecessary, and yet it is creating a safe space designed specifically for people to be their full self without having to pretend to be something else. We are invited by Jesus into the work of welcoming others into the sheepfold. May we do that by our words and by our deeds. We, O God, who are the sheep of your own fold, the lambs of your own flock, sinners of your own redeeming. In Jesus' name, amen.